And joining us now from Boston is Jessica Stern, who is a lecturer at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government and the author of Terror in the Name of God. Jessica Stern, we have only one unverified claim of responsibility for what happened in London today, and that is from a group that claims to be affiliated with Al-Qaeda. I just wonder, what questions do you have right now that you'd want to see answered about who is actually responsible for this?
Well, I think every indication is that a group affiliated with Al-Qaeda or sympathetic to Al-Qaeda is involved, and we might guess that Zarqawi could possibly be involved, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, because he has long been involved in what goes on both in Iraq and in Europe in terms of recruiting personnel for the Iraq war from Europe, also fundraising, and setting up a kind of pipeline. But I think one thing that is very likely, no matter who masterminded this attack, if it is an Islamist group sympathetic to Al-Qaeda's agenda, it's quite likely that locals were around facilitating such a sophisticated attack. So I think we will discover that this is not 100% foreign run and operated.
Is this a very sophisticated attack? That is, there are four explosions, three of them in the underground, one in a bus. They don't seem to have been huge blasts. And one would, at the moment at least, feel pretty lucky about how few people were killed in these four explosions, I would think. Yes,
you're absolutely right. But the fact that the attacks occurred simultaneously, it just seems unlikely that foreigners would be capable of pulling that off without some kind of local help.
One person who follows these things in London told us earlier today that the British authorities at least think that they have so adequately surveilled extremist groups in London that if this was in fact done by British residents or British citizens, it's some group that is deep underground or unknown to them so far.
Well, yes, the British government is remarkably tuned in to what's going on in not just the Muslim community, but the Islamist community. But we should remember that there are an estimated 1,000 to 1,500 jihadis active in Europe. Approximately 1,000 of them allegedly trained in Afghanistan. This is a fairly hardcore group. So whether it's someone locally from London or a European, I think it's very likely that it's someone who has access locally. It's unlikely that this is a group exclusively, say, from Saudi Arabia, for example.
Mm-hmm. Four bombs placed, three of them in subway trains that went off in rapid succession, and then another in a bus. Given the example of Madrid, which you've studied pretty closely, how many people does it take to do that? I mean, could we be talking about a half dozen people who've done this, or does it really require a much larger conspiracy than that?
Well, my guess is that while it may involve 10 people, say, I mean, just to guess, in the actual operation, there's a lot more planning involved, and generally, Al-Qaeda, we know, would involve locals, say, in acquiring explosives or renting an apartment where people do the planning, that sort of thing. That would be something very typical of Al-Qaeda as we once knew it.
Al-Qaeda, but for the Millennium Plot, it always seemed to me, didn't seem to do things keyed to any particular event, and yet this is linked to the G8 summit in Scotland in some way. Typical or unusual?
Well, clearly the organization is trying to maximize its impact, maximize the attention that it gets, and this was a good day for them to maximize the impact. They also have, for example, released videos 4 days before our election. Mm-hmm. This is, and of course the March 11th attacks
in Spain was before the election there.
Yes.
Jessica Stern, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Jessica Stern, lecturer from Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, talking with us about today's attacks in London.